Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Well, I'm so sorry that you are judging me for what I have inside my legs. But listen, I can buy a deal from you and my partner maybe not, so it is your choice. You're dealing with me or you don't deal with anybody in the company, period.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Ash Patel, and I'm with today's guest, Vanessa Alfaro. Vanessa is joining us from Beverly Hills, California. She is a full-time entrepreneur, real estate syndicator, and founder of 5 7-figure companies in 3 different countries, one of which is Venus Capital, a woman-owned real estate investment firm focused on multifamily. Vanessa's portfolio consists of over $50 million of assets under management in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Missouri. Vanessa, thank you for joining us, and how are you today?
Thank you, Ash. I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for that introduction. It sounds really fancy, even though it's not.
Yeah, you know, it's like, hey, wait a minute, who is this person? You've accomplished a lot, and it's one thing that real estate people don't often do is pat ourselves on the back, right? Because we're so focused on the next goal. And when you take time to realize all the things you've accomplished, it's often mind-boggling. Before we get started, Vanessa, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yes, thank you for asking that. Actually, my background is in physics. I did 3 years of physics when I was in college, just to end up with a major in business and entrepreneurship. So I'm basically an entrepreneur. I am the founder of 5 7-figure companies. 3 of them were in Latin America. 2 were a really large marketing company. It was really hard. I opened those companies when I was 22, and I was actually a single mom with a 2-year-old as well. So not everything has been flowers in my path, but anyhow, that was very, very successful. And I sold that company in 2009. Then I had another company as well in Latin America that was acquired in 2009. And right now, I am the founder and co-founder of 3 other firms in the United States. So you mentioned one of them. One is Venus Capital, which is our real estate private equity firm that is focused on technology and innovation to provide investors with the best real estate, not only multifamily. We have been doing multifamily for 5 years, but it has been a really, really interesting market for the last 10 years of real estate. So it doesn't mean that we're just going to stay in multifamily because we are real estate. But our main focus is actually how to run this company with enough technology and innovation to disrupt the industry, because I believe that the industry has been very, very old-fashioned for the last 30 years. So we have been one of the pioneers in implementing technology of this type. And then the second company, which you didn't mention about, is actually Auto Proyecto Production, which is the largest Hispanic publisher and production company in the U.S. focusing on car content. So this is a really fun one, Ash, because we test drive cars. My husband is actually the co-founder and he's the CEO of this company. So he does the best of the best. And we usually get the cars that nobody has before and we test drive those cars. And then we post it on social media. People think that our cars are not. So we are car enthusiasts as well. And we own some cars, but we have a rule. I have to disclose this. We have to buy multifamily or any real estate building enough to cover and offset any of the expenses that that sport car is going to bring. So the third one, I'm very excited to tell about this because this is one of my latest ventures and I'm super passionate about this. Everybody in real estate talks about your superpower and how to embrace your superpower. And I think that my superpower is building companies that make a positive impact. That's what I like to do. And this company, the name of the company is Luna AI. And this company was created by me and my partners just with the focus to provide high-level training and education for the implementation of the latest and greatest AI tools to medium and large corporations, the C-level executive, and all their departments. And the idea of this is that the company can survive by 2030, and the company can understand how to adapt to what is coming for the next 12 to 24 months and take and increase their production, reduce their expenses, and at the bottom line, integrate all the AI in their operation. And as I said, just be prepared for the era that is coming ahead. So I'm very passionate about that because I truly believe and I have the conviction that businesses that are not going to implement AI correctly, they are not going to survive by 2030. And I don't want to scare anybody here, but I think it's important that everybody is prepared.
Let's focus on AI in real estate. What's your advice to syndicators who have been in business for a while and have not yet implemented AI?
Well, my advice is they have to start implementing AI.
How?
My
advice how do they do that?
So I have a chief AIO in my company. This is how important it is for us to implement AI in all of their departments. So I believe that there are four pillars in real estate that are important. One is the acquisition and the underwriting part of the deal. The other one is the asset management on the deal. The third one would be maybe the investor relations and the marketing department. So let's focus on those three. I would say that for acquisition and underwriting, one of the things that we're doing right now is that we're using AI to underwrite our deals and forecasting and projecting how that deal is going to look in a year or two. No more than that, because of the economy that we are. And I believe that everything is going to change after 2025, for the good or for the worse. But we can use, for example, ChatGPT to underwrite a deal in 4.5 seconds. You're going to put all the information that you need, and we can actually have a specific basic prompt that is going to tell us if that deal is something that we need to keep looking or we're not. So we can underwrite 20 deals in an hour, while somebody else, it will take maybe an hour to just see one deal. So that's one of the optimizations that I think are important, because we cannot keep underwriting deals in Excel at this point. and forecasting in an Excel document for the next 10 years. That's crazy. So that's one of the easy things that I believe you need to integrate AI. And when I'm talking about ChatGPT, but let me tell you something, ChatGPT for me right now sounds like old news, because there is another company right now that is called Anthropic, and the name of the AI is Claude AI. I am super impressed, blown away of the capabilities of the generative AI. It is way more user-friendly. It is completely free right now for all the users, which ChatGPT 4 is not, and can take 75 words an input and as an output. Just for you to have an idea, ChatGPT only take 3,000. So you can actually put a book into Claude AI and ask you to reread the book or to summarize the book. But going back to the acquisition, because I'm going on the rabbit hole here, I would say that's one of the ways that small or large syndicators need to see the, how they're going to optimize their time, their money, and their employees' time.
Was it Anthropic?
Anthropic, yes.
A-N-T-H-R-O-P. I see.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And the name of the AI is Claude AI, C-L-A-U-D-E AI. Very user-friendly. So for underwriting, we have been using also Imprima.com, and that's for due diligence.
Can you spell that as well? Sorry.
Imprima is I-M-P-R-I-M-A.
Got it.
.com. And that is a due diligence AI that can take all your leases and analyze if you're doing the due diligence for 200 units. We'll just take all this information and it will put that into a dashboard for us in 30 minutes. And I believe there is another company here in the US that I'm very excited to try. It's called Hello Data AI. That's kind of the similar things that Imprima AI, which is the one that we have been using and has been a little bit too expensive. And as well, there is predicting pricing technology, market analysis as well. There are so many other tools that it can make an acquisition of 30 days, just 10 days of analysis. And a company that uses 5 people, just 1 people to analyze all this information. Do you want me to go to asset management
Sure.
as well? Asset management is very important because I have been talking about this for a long time in all the podcasts. Everything that is in asset management is done by a person. And there are so many tasks that are language tasks that can be automated. So what are one of the biggest expenses that we as operators have in multifamily right now? Taxes, insurance, and payroll. So how you can be more efficient in payroll is utilizing AI. But in order for you to utilize AI, you have to train your people. That's when we are coming with this company to bridge the gap as well. So that's one of the things that we're doing. Now, for asset management, you need to train your managers in order to save 20-30% of their time, of what they're doing. But we're also helping them with another technology that is a chatbot that we have created. And this chatbot is providing 116% more conversion on leases than before AI. So what are we doing? So the AI is taking all the calls from the people that is leasing, is trying to lease a unit. And then this AI will respond as a voice, as a text, or as an email. And then the AI is able to process the information, to take the lead, to make an appointment for a tour. And all this thing is going to save my manager maybe 20% of their time. And this chatbot is actually working 24/7 for us, Hatch. So there is no 9-to-5. There is no answering service anymore. That is something in the past. That's like using a fax right now. Nobody uses a fax anymore. Well, I think this is going to be the future. Okay.
Vanessa, what platform is that chatbot on?
There are many platforms. I can tell you one that I really like is called Perk. And everybody can go and try that. Perk is a little bit expensive, but the thing that I like with Perk is that they integrate marketing as well. because this chatbot is solving the manual task of our manager to pick up the phone, call somebody back, see if they do it. The human error in between someone calling an office and that converting that person is big, because all those phone numbers get lost in a notebook at some time. People forget to put that into the system. This is not going to happen with the chatbot. But what you don't have with the chatbot is the marketing. So you need also the marketing part to bring people in order to have all these people leasing the units. And that's what you have with Perk. So I like that. And there are also two or three others in the market that are pretty good. What we are doing as well is that we're integrating collections into that. Because collection, that's another $500. You need to knock on the door. You need to check if a person is going to pay. You need to send in a letter as well. Everything is on the pass. Because now we have this chatbot, this AI that is going to say, hey, Ash, your rent is due tomorrow. If you don't pay, you're going to get $100. And our manager doesn't have to do anything on that. So we're able to increase our collection significantly doing this.
On that note, how are the tenants being notified? Is it text, email, phone call on rent being due?
Most of the time it's by text. We can also use a phone call as well. And at the end, if we see that by the 10, the tenant is not responding, then our manager is coming involved and he's going and knocking the door and all that.
Do you have an automated process on the day that it's due? Is it a phone call? Is it a higher level of communication? How do you ensure that you have their attention?
Well, very interesting question. How do you do it when you have someone in the office? The problem is that if you're running large operations, you really don't know if your manager is following up with this person. Your manager is going to come to your asset manager meeting and they're going to say, yeah, we collected 70%. Have you done this? Have you done that? Did you send a letter? Did you knock the doors? You really don't know what this person is doing. Now, if you have a really good manager, you're going to see better results because this person is on top of the collections. If you have a class A or a class B plus property, you're going to see that they usually pay and there is no issue. But then if you are in the middle of a recession like what we are right now, now you're seeing that vacancy rates are higher. Now you're seeing that people start getting late on their payments. That's when you're going to see a big difference when we're using AI, because the AI is not going to forget. It's all automized. So if someone is not remembering that tomorrow is $100 or $200 or $300 late fee, you're going to receive a text message to your phone. And I assure you that even in Class C properties, everybody has a smartphone right now.
How do you make it not annoying? How do you be friendly about this?
Well, if they pay, we don't annoy people. Number one, just pay your rent.
All right. You know what? That's a fair question. That's a fair answer, because you're right. You got to get rent. There's not room for friendliness at times. So, yeah, it's a great answer. You're right.
But I have something else. We have a reward AI program that we use that when they pay on time, they get gift cards. This is in connection to Piñata AI that I highly recommend everybody to take advantage of it. And you can give them rewards points and money that is actually not coming from your pocket. It's coming from the program. And I think that is a huge motivator for people. Not because they care about the $10, it's because they feel that they're getting something. So in between the AI that is annoying you if you don't pay, and in between the other AI that is giving you a reward, we are removing a percentage of time for our managers that is actually a reflection on the expenses.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
This is incredible. Yes. Again, thank you for sharing all of this advice. What prompted you to put all these tools into place? What inspired you?
That's a great question. Thank you. When I had my marketing company, when I was 22, everybody had a marketing company at that time. And I just finished college. I didn't want to go into corporate Venezuela. So I decided I need to do something. And I started learning marketing. But everybody had a marketing company. I had to come with that idea of innovation, that I can do something that I can actually make a difference and make money as well. So Elon Musk always say that physics provides the best framework for thinking, and particularly for discovering things that are counterintuitive. And those 3 years of physics that I had, I think that that's the reason of why I'm always thinking how to do things in a way that is innovative and is different. So the short answer to your question, I think thanks to my 3 years of physics, I'm always thinking like that. And when I came into real estate, I was excited, but also disappointed that I couldn't find a way to do this in a better, innovative way. It's such a traditional environment. And there is some AI, there is some technology that you can use, but it was still not enough. So when OpenAI released ChatGPT, okay, for me, when I had my marketing company in 2006 and the breakthrough of social media came, because I saw that, wow, this is something that we can do and create something new for people. And we were one of the pioneers using social media for companies and for nonprofits. I was very involved into that. And now in this organization, we saw ChatGPT coming in. I was like, this is the time that people can understand that we have the biggest breakthrough in the history of humanity, that we're going to be making up with robots, no kidding, at one point. But this is the time that people now can understand how we can implement this. And the biggest challenge that I believe you will have as an organization, the biggest challenge that you will have as a person will be the mindset of how you're going to now go for the same way that you were doing things to integrate all these technologies, all these AI. So mindset is going to be a big role in how companies survive in the next 5 years.
Are you raising capital for commercial real estate ventures? To make sure you comply with security laws and structure your deals correctly, talk to syndicationattorneys.com, your premier legal resource for real estate syndicators and fund managers. Syndicationattorneys.com dedicates its practice to helping real estate syndicators and fund managers legally raise capital from private investors. Their experienced team has helped create over $2.75 billion in security offerings, making them industry leaders in the capital raising space. To get a free copy of their book, How to Raise Capital for Real Estate Legally, go to syndicationattorneys.com or text the word FAIRLESS to 844-796-3428. That's FAIRLESS, FAIRLESS, to 844-796-3428. Launch and grow your business with syndicationattorneys.com today. This offer is not valid to Florida residents. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
You mentioned that you have a company that provides technical solutions for real estate. What is that company and what problem are you trying to solve?
The problem that I'm trying to solve is the mismatch in between how fast this technology advances and how people is integrating this into their life and into their companies. Because right now, just 15% of the people in the United States have used, try, or hear about ChatGPT. So sometimes we take an AI product right now, and we say, okay, this is really cool, but it's still not there. Like, for example, text to video. I don't know if you have tried text to video or text to image. It's still not there. It's going to take 18 months to be there. And then 45 days is just there. 45 days is how long it takes to go from okay to wow, this is mind-blowing. So what we are doing with Luna AI is bridge that gap so people can understand this and adapt to this in a rate that is not going to leave your company behind in 2 years. In 2 years, if you're not using AI, it will be like you're still communicating by fax. What I say is that in 2 years, if you're not fully integrated with AI, it will be like you have a UPS store and you are delivering the mails with horses. That's how it will be. Or you're using a jet fly.
Yes. Can you tell us about your women-owned business?
Well, they're all women-owned.
Sorry.
Just because I'm
a woman. The real estate business that focuses on empowering women.
Okay. I have been in business since I was 20. And when I was 20 at that point, it was really hard for me sitting with 10 executives in a meeting. They were all men in their 40s. And they will look at me at 26, and I will have to learn how to defend myself. So there is a big gap right now, even though there are more women in the world than men. There is a big gap in the industry, not only in real estate. There is a big gap in any industry for a woman to be able to do business and to be successful. I still have to deal with a lot of BS with many men in the industry, mostly. So I really want to empower women. If someone call me and needs something for me, I can help everybody. I don't have anything against men. I have a husband and I have 5 kids. And from those 5, 3 are boys. But I think it's very important that we empower ourselves, especially as a woman or as a mom. We have many things in our plate. So we have to be more creative than anybody else in the industry. So I'm very focused about that, very passionate as well.
And I'm glad my two business partners are both females, and the stories that I hear on their interactions with certain men, it's mind-boggling. A lot of times they're looked down upon.
It is.
They're looked down upon. They want to deal with me at times instead of the women, which is crazy. So yes, I admire you for doing that, because that is a challenge in this business, in any business really.
And with my companies, there is nobody else that you can deal. You deal with me, like it or not. I have what I call the three whammies, because I'm not only a woman. I am Latina. So I am the minority of the minority of the minority in all of the business that I have. So, yeah, I have to deal with a lot of that. But I want to show everybody, listen, you are here for a reason. You have a passion. You have a goal. Nobody can come here and tell you that you are not worthy of doing that. So it has been hard for me, of course, especially I've been here in the U.S. for about more than a decade. And I think that the most difficult part for me has been breaking through the language limit that I have, because this is not my first language. So I am not a person that you see going to many podcasts. The reason I have been invited to many podcasts for the last 7 to 8 months is because I am being so innovative into AI, and everybody wants to know what we're doing. And then we saw talking about this, and that's what I'm putting myself here in front of you.
Okay? Yeah, look, we're honored to have you, and I'm glad you're doing this podcast. Question though, a young female that's in any business really, when they encounter situations where they're discriminated against, what's your advice to them to inspire them?
Oh my God, that's a hard question.
Even one of my business partners, they call me and they're very frustrated because they spoke with a broker and they were expecting to talk to a male, and they were kind of disappointed when a female shows up to the meeting, and they're disheartened. They're not happy about that. What's your advice to somebody like that?
Well, I'm so sorry that you are judging me for what I have inside my legs. But listen, I can buy a deal from you and my partner maybe not. So it is your choice. You're dealing with me or you don't deal with anybody in the company, period. At one point, you have to be strong to stop the BS for people. and you have to learn your lines. And they are going to call you a B sometimes just because you're a woman. Because if you're a man, they're not called you a B. They are going to call you a strong and respectful man. So I has been called that, but you have to stand for yourself because nobody is going to do it. And I teach that to my daughters as well and to my sons as well, that nobody has the right to treat anybody different. So you have to stand for yourself, learn your lines. And the second advice that I would give you is speed recovery. And I learned that from my JV partner that was playing on the NBA as well. If you miss a shot and someone brings you down, you have 5 seconds to recover, period. You have 5 seconds to feel whatever you have to feel. And after that, it's gone. Next.
Awesome advice. I'll add to that, become a master at your craft so that you have ultimate confidence, because that changes the game as well. I've got a $1 million question for you. How do you use AI to raise capital? It seems so easy, right? Because you've taught us how to run the business, underwrite deals. The hard part, raising capital. How do we do that?
Well, I'm going to give you all my secrets here. First of all, I am not a capital raiser. We only have $50 million of assets under management, which I'm very happy about because it has been very hard 5 years. So we have been screening our deals really, really, really strong. So it has been really easy for us just based on referral. Everybody that is in our database, 95% of that people is coming from referrals from another investor and investors that are investing with us in 1, 2, or 3 deals. So we have never have to do marketing, or I have never have to be in front of an audience and speak to raise capital because I have $50 million that I have to raise and now everybody needs to know about me. But I would say that AI will going to have a big place into raising capital as well. So there are different technologies that you can use the same way to optimize how you're going to talk to the people. There are different ways that you can send messages to your investors and replicate those messages and actually personalize those messages. So I can create a target and personalize speech or pitch deck for you with your name and do that for 100 investors just with AI and just recording that one time, for example. So personalization and video is something that actually investors cares about. Something else that is important for doing your pitch deck, and this is a tip for everybody. So when you're doing a presentation on your property and your building, what I will say is that go and record that presentation, do a transcript of the presentation, run that through AI. It could be ChatGPT or it could be another one like Infranodus. AI is really good. And they're going to give you the good, the bad, the risk, what you have to improve of that presentation to give it a 10 out of 10 for investors. And I'm going to go one step more on that, Ash. Let's say that you're going to do that presentation for medical professionals. So I will take that pitch deck and that AI, and I will say, this is specifically for medical professionals. Tell me what questions the medical profession is going to have, and how do I have to answer in a way that the medical professional is going to understand? And then I will do the same if you're talking to entrepreneurs, you're talking to lawyers, or you're talking to another demographic. Because the reality is that people understand and have different ways to see the information, to process the information. And you as a human cannot do that, but the AI can.
Vanessa, I love how your mind works. This is incredible. Good for you. You're truly...
And I have so much information. It's like...
you are truly a master at your craft. Vanessa, we're running low on time. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am ready.
All right, Vanessa, what's the best ever book you recently read?
Okay, so as a parent, as I told you, I have 5 kids. I really love The Parenting Map by Dr. Shefali. That's a must read for every parent. And For business, I love Traction because I measure everything in our business. Everything is about data. So Traction gave you the best framework actually to measure and to implement, even if you're implementing AI, how you're going to measure those $10 that you're putting there is going to give yourself. So Traction, I will say, is the base for business.
Vanessa, I'm going to ask you our normal question. What's the best ever way you like to give back? But you've already talked about that. But let's get an official answer. What is the best ever way you like to give back?
I really like to be involved with an organization that is called Invisible People. And Invisible People is an organization that I met 10 years ago. Matt is creating production and videos to create awareness to everybody around the world about homelessness and what is really behind of a person that is being homeless. And by the way, it's not a person that is taking advantage and is not paying your rent. We're talking about something else. So for me, I've been very particularly involved in that. And for our properties, I'm also working with someone else that is putting together a $10 per door every month to an organization of our choice. So we're going to do this in the next time that we purchase a property. But Invisible People is something that has been involved. I have been walking streets and helping homeless myself with Mars. So for me, it's very important when we're going to evict someone to understand what is the background and what is really happening with that person as well.
Interesting. I love hearing that. That's great. Vanessa, how can the best ever listeners reach out to you?
Okay, my website is venuspartners.com, and actually, we're going to have a free webinar about AI. What I tell you is just maybe 1% of the information that you can actually get in that free webinar, and I'm going to do that in companion with Venus and Luna AI. So that free webinar is going to be in a week, and you can go actually to vanessaalfaro.ai. And you can register there. It's going to be completely for free just because we want people to understand what's happening and how they can use it. And also, you can text me actually to 323-214-3005, and then you can schedule a consultation with my team for AI.
And I'm assuming it's a chatbot that's going to respond, right?
It's going to be our AI assistant, Harper. And then it's going to transfer to someone else like me, and it's going to create an automatic appointment depending on what your needs are. It's going to make an appointment with me or with someone else. If you are a high-level executive, that will be a different thing because that will be with Luna AI, and we will transfer you to the right person. But yes, it's a chatbot. It's going to be fun for you to try that.
Vanessa, I got to thank you for your time. I come across a lot of people that say, oh yeah, we use AI. We're masters of AI. And what I wrote down from our conversation today has been amazing. Thank you for so much practical advice on how to really take advantage of AI. You are one of South America's success stories. You are a true captain of multiple industries. I can't thank you enough for your time today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I hope that I didn't scare people here. You really have to understand what is happening because it's going to make a difference in the global economy, period.
Yeah, I don't know that you scared people, but I think you've inspired a lot of people to take action.
Awesome. That's exactly what I wanted. Thank you so much.
Mission accomplished. Hey, best ever listeners, thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star review. Share this podcast with someone you think can benefit from it. Also, follow, subscribe, and have a best ever day.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.